חברים אהובים, כלי עולמי יקר ומיוחד, כל כך מרגש ככה להיות כאן, אני מרגיש שזה...
Beloved friends, dear world כלי, it's so exciting, it's like being in a ישיבת חברים. What an innovation of forces for Rav. It shows how a Kabbalist can't stop bestowing and how he drains himself to give more and more. What an example that a cow wants to nurse more than the calf wants to suckle. And we drained him so much. Let's hope that he will come back to this hour, which is an hour of the evening lesson, as fast as possible. So we are now going to ask the friends to concentrate into larger groups. If someone's alone, to move to a larger group so that we'll have a focus group, and also inclusion and connection, of course, according to your language. So I just want to start and remind you of our daily mission, which our daily task, which lives with us all day long, to talk, to speak, to dance, and hold on to that all day long. Show me your glory, your honor, your might, so that I'll be able to subjugate my ego and work in order to bestow. Show me your glory, your greatness, your might, so I will be able to nullify my ego and work in order to bestow. I want to start with an excerpt from Bala Sulam before we see a clip from the morning lesson, and we'll do a workshop. The essence of creation is wondrous, and a small little spark as the soul of a man can rise more than the ministering angels. The purpose of creation is invaluable. For a tiny spark, such as man's soul, can rise in its attainment higher than the ministering angels. Bala Sulam, the shofar of Messiah. Friends, I want to ask that between this and that, we want to hear friends from the groups in the world to share with us what's going on in the group, what's happening in the Zichron group, what's happening in the Almaty group, what's happening in the Baltics, so we can integrate a little bit and feel how the group is going through these morning lessons, the virtual connection, simply share and incorporate together. Let's start with our first clip and we'll do a workshop. Please.
Today we have a special day, Lag BaOmer. It's a day of light, of special illumination, which shines on us. On anyone who wants to merit the revelation of the Creator. And it's good that we're studying this special article that explains us how do we reach faith. Faith is a force of bestowal that a person acquires. That in that he reaches equivalence of form with the Creator. That a person also acquires the force of bestowal, the force of faith. And according to this equivalence, he begins to reveal the Creator. And really, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, there is nothing, and in this world, in all of reality, we don't have anything else to do other than discover the Creator for us. According to the laws of equivalence of form, we need to use the means, actions in the heart and mind to reveal the Creator. To reach such a revelation that we really reach adhesion to resemble him according to all his influences on us, and through these influences reach him. This is our work in this world. It is called the work of the Creator, spiritual work. And this is all a person has to do at all, in all of the worlds and all of the reality. Only to come to resemble the Creator, to be the man who resembles the Creator, a person. And to resemble the Creator, we need forces to make of us equivalent to the Creator. And this force that is doing this is called light, or the light that reforms. How do we invite such force of the light that influences, that bestows? For this, we have the wisdom of Kabbalah, how to receive the light that reforms to correct us. And in this, we deal. Practically, this is everything I said. But we can't just approach a person and say this, because he will not understand a word of what we say. Although he can nod and say yes, yes, he understands. But we know ourselves that what the ear as if hears, it doesn't hear until it reaches the heart, the desire to receive, our desire to receive. And then gradually, the work in the heart, we are able to bring us back to the Creator in some way.
Friends, the first focus group will be the Chaver group. I see there are already six friends there. And I'm asking other friends that are alone that speak Hebrew to join into a bigger group so that we'll be able to hear them. And the first workshop for question will be, Rav talked about actions in mouth, in heart and mind. What actions do we need to do, heart and mind, so that we can reveal the Creator? What actions do we need to do, heart and mind, in order to reveal the Creator? Please.
Anatoly, begin. Yes, friends, how does the Creator define the desire to receive? Not the question. The question is, what actions in the mind and heart do we do? Actions of request to connect. I raise the request first in the mind and gradually begins to trickle to the heart.
By mind, we usually take the study and process it in a schematic way to all the states that we're exposed to in the work with the friends. But in internal work, we know that what's important to us is that we're all together in one direction towards the goal. That's the most important thing. And we rise above all the thoughts. And we're constantly inclined with our hearts to be ahead towards the goal and to truly come to gripping onto that thing that's called the greatness of the Creator, make Him great as possible in our eyes.
Actions in the heart and mind. So I have my own heart and mind, and I also have the heart and mind of the ten. But our work is to prefer, make a preference for the heart and mind of the ten, to get the greatness of the Creator and to stomp my own heart and mind.
To take the work in the heart, which is our will to receive, and grow it in the direction of the society towards our goal. The desire to bestow, to invert it. The mind doesn't let us do this, and then the work in the mind is work above reason. So we have to greaten the work in order to bestow, and when the mind doesn't let you do this, you start doing it.
Yes, how do we do it really? We see that we need to reach one man and one heart, and then the heart and mind open. And this is what we need to reach, is to be together.
These are acts of greatness and importance. These are acts of love. The greatness of the Creator and love that we give each other to dissipate in the ten, dissipate within the society, and to be as one man and one heart. All that the Creator demands of us is to be in mutual love, in mutual arvut. And from that, come to the love of the Creator. All of this in the ten, in the group, it's all thanks to the friends and the merit of our teacher.
Yeah, mind and heart. I need to be included in the heart of my friends. And in the mind, I need to replace my mind and my sensation, my feeling. So love and bestowal and arvut, as you say. And this is my heart. And the mind, the reason, what to do, how to do this or that, always make changes in the mind.
Dear friends, you listen to our friends and you get that there's no such phenomena ever anywhere. There's no such great friends like our world Kli. What they're taking out every time they do the workshop and share, it's a wonder. It's truly a wonder. So the Kiev Groove 1 will be our next focus group. Kiev 1. And the next question is, how can we bestow to the Creator in order to be in equivalence with Him towards us? How can we bestow to the Creator in order to be in equivalence with His influences towards us? Please.
Ну что, говорим, что сказать?
Not friends, what can I say? We can only do this through the prayer for the friends, where we melt in the hearts of the friends and ask for them to melt as well. And out of the mutual love, we'll be able to feel the love for the Creator and to bestow.
And its greatness. It's like a son towards his father. The father gives great example to him. And the son wants to be like him all the time. Therefore, the Creator is very big. He's great. And we have my group, my ten before him. And by us making the greatness of the group above that, we make the greatness of the Creator above that. And only my desire to be like my friends gives me that greatness.
Ну, как сын, в общем-то, не может ничего отцу дать.
Like a son can't really give anything to the father, but he can make the father proud and joyous without any force, without pressure, he can bring joy to the father. So he can bring him joy with his attitude, his relation. We can influence the Creator by that we bring him pleasure. We reveal before him our desire. And through it, he is rejoiced and receives some sort of a bestowal. Yeah, this works begins with a morning lesson. There we are filled with the wisdom. We build his unification, yearning, bringing him contentment. Next.
Если я решил передать,
if I have made the decision to bring the light to the lower, then the Creator will not leave me for one bit. He will be like a fish on my fishing pole. This knows any instructor, any reader. And then he just comes out swimming in light. Precisely because the Creator will never leave that who passes to the lower. So it is a demand for dissemination. Next.
Еще как получается. Ну, я как раз вот только хотел сказать.
Just wanted to add.
Всегда по классике. Только в противоречии.
As always, it's classic for us. Only in the opposites. That on one hand, one can come closer only when he stops demanding. And on the other hand, demand as much as possible, only with the friends. And then he will definitely not leave you.
Ну, я вот не сомневаюсь, что если я сам попрошу, как следует товарищи.
So I have no doubt that if I ask properly from the ten, from the friends, then they will demand the Creator with all their might. So I always have to start from myself to love the friends. Next, friends are my heart, are my soul. And what can be better than to ask for the correction, for the unification of my soul? So the most important is to never agree to the sensation of the I. Any moment, never agree to the sensation of I. Always continue to ask for the friends to continue and ask. Okay, great friends. All the friends, put your question marks. In the meantime, we're going to put Baltia, and we'll have a dear friend to tell us a little bit about Baltica or Lita specifically. Can we see Baltia 1 on the screen? Great. So let's hear from Adomas, who will tell us a little bit about how is the group going through this special period.
Yes, thank you very much. Although we are very strong tens in the Baltics, ten number one, ten number two, number three, we have number four, and soon there will be number five. But we also don't forget to meet guys from Vilnius. We do our best to also keep our connection in the country, in Lithuania. Also, there are meetings in Latvia. So a lot of interactions, interconnections, and we realize that we can find time for everything. And, you know, everything developed so fast. It's unbelievable how many topics and with the help of questions of our friends and of course Rav's answers, we passed through so many things. And when Shimon called me today, actually there was winter in Lithuania. It was snowing. And yesterday it was hot, it was summer, and it's like an example. It's even more changing faster in those states that we passed. And Mother, so much, and all the best from the Baltic League.
טוב חברים, תרימו סימני שאלה, כל מי שרוצה לשתף.
Okay, friends, put up your question marks, whoever wants to share from the World Glee, please.
Kiev 1, בבקשה.
Kiev 1, please.
Да, спасибо.
Yes, thank you. This workshop was some revelation. Today in the lesson, one friend got an answer to his question. That you can only come closer to the Creator if you stop demanding from Him or stop asking. And the other got an answer that you can only come close to Him if you demand as much as possible. And this is the prayer of the ten. That now we as if melded in this question in the workshop and felt this incredible strength. Maybe this is the greatness of the Creator. But we felt great importance to share it with you. And it was really according to the daily tasks, so thank you, friends, for such a huge addition.
And now let's hear from Turkey 3.
Turkey 3, can you talk?
Turkey 3, can you talk?
Yes, yes, we can talk.
Okay.
Hi, friends. From Turkey, from Turkey group, we have three men tents. Really, it's very special for us. I want to say an example that most of our friends now asking questions at the Petichah lessons. This shows us that how much our Kli, Turkish Kli, developing very fastly, and also attend all lessons during the day, noon lessons, evening lessons, and also morning lessons. These special days, really, it's a gift for Turkically, developing faster and asking strict questions, always together. Thank you.
In truth, when Adomas from the Baltics spoke earlier, I thought, what a special group, the Lithuania group. And now when Ilmaz spoke from Turkey, I thought, what a special group is the Turkish group. I know them so well. And in truth, all our groups, the whole world Kli is such a gift of the Creator to the world. It's a phenomena that you can't explain, in my opinion, where there's such a phenomena called the world Kli in the world. So really, to be in gratitude for this. And now we're going to hear the Latin group.
Friends, we're very grateful to be celebrating this special occasion with you guys. We enter here with the automatic pilot. That pilot is our own nature. And that shows us many reasons not to get close to the friends or not to want to be here. But at the same time, we had decided to enter and put it in a manual pilot. Take the chip on our hands and take it to the union because we want to become one big flame. We want to illuminate the world with our actions, go above our reason and show that we are capable to leave everything behind and create a new world and our connection. Thank you very much. I speak in English because I guess it's now translation.
You want me to talk in Spanish too? Amigos, yo dije que entré aquí en piloto automático y ese piloto automático nos demuestra nuestra naturaleza que el Creador nos ha dado. Pero todos decidimos pasarlo al piloto manual y ese piloto manual nos está dando aquí la oportunidad de...
Our friend is repeating everything you just said, that we're on autopilot and we're going back to flying it towards the goal with the means of our efforts and to awaken the whole world with the help of the intentions for connection.
Vienna, ראיתם את הסימן שלה? רציתם להגיד משהו?
Did you want to say something, Vienna?
Hello, friends from the World Kli. I wanted to share with you. There is no direct request to the Creator. An individual cannot demand directly from the Creator, only for the friends. And this is the most pure request, the most clean. And specifically this request for the 10, for the friends, and in dissemination, this is also an address to the Creator. To bring us from the desire to receive to the desire to bestow, and together we'll attain spirituality.
L'chaim, now we'll hear the Petach Tikva 19 group and then we'll hear a song.
We here just wanted to share such a huge impression from the World Kli to see all the friends. We ask ourselves in the workshop, how can we even begin to think to bring contentment to the Creator? And then you see all the answers just popping, not through the mind, but through the heart and the whole world, that just to see them, the friends in the World cleat, the examples that they bring in the morning, in the evening, they don't miss a beat to bring contentment to the Creator. And the heart is exploding with gratitude and to these friends. So just to say thank you to the friends and to the Creator.
Chaim, and now let's hear a song together.
Anyone, no matter where we may be, everyone, everywhere's part of one beautiful soul. And anyway, we're never that far away. Every road, everywhere runs to one beautiful goal. So close your eyes, everyone count to 10. Run away, hide and seek, we're heading for home free. Deep inside, love is brighter than the sun. Here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What a day, everyone's gonna come out to play. Out of their hideaway, how do you do? Ready to follow you anywhere, whatever you wanna play, I'll play it too. So close your eyes, everyone count to 10. Run away, hide and seek, we're heading for home free. Deep inside, love is brighter than the sun. Here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Home free, deep inside.
סליחה. המטרה הסופית שלנו היא הכשרתנו לדבקותו יתברך, שישכון בתוכנו.
Our final goal is to qualify ourselves so to his adherence in him so that he will dwell with us. Bala Sulam. Now we'll watch the second clip and do a workshop about that.
Although he doesn't see the Creator as great, as existing, and something as something that rules, because then it's not going to be work. It's clear. Meaning, make for yourself a Rav is to be like an ox. Just do. Through what? Through the society, the world, with reading, with singing, whatever you want. But you need to come to a state that you put yourself opposite the Creator as something great and determining. This is doing actions that you can do.
Workshop question. What is this doing that Rabbi is talking about, and how can we help one another in doing it? Again, what is this doing that Rabbi talks about, and what can we do about it? PT 17, and they are going to be the focus group, and Israel Medina for the Zichron group will tell us after that how is the Zichron group going through this special period of time.
Yeah, this doing is inside of the group, inside of the ten. The Krav teaches us to feel that we are existing in the world of the Creator, to hold an Enod Milvado, anyone else besides Him, to connect all the time, to be inside the ten, and the effort that we do, it attracts the light that reforms is the connection with the Creator, is our mutual kli within which we can dwell.
Garik.
The word Rav means great. To make the Creator great. All the time. Feel his greatness. This is actually what we're doing in our lessons. As we hear Rav, there's none else besides him.
I dreamt for a moment, I'm without a camera, but I dreamt for a moment. I didn't grab the clip, but the only action is to clarify things in the mind. We're talking about a prayer. And practically the only prayer we have, the only point of adhesion is a request for correction. And to that, there's always a response. This is the promise from the Creator, and this is where we start. And every time we show him breakage, we can ask the cover of the light that reforms. And to that we receive an answer.
We're doing is in the direction of love of friends and connection in the group. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, it comes down to annulment, inclusion, and enlivenment with every step.
In the meantime, I can't participate. But...
All right, friends, we're going to move to the focus ring, being North America 1. Please, you're going to continue. You're going to be the focus group now.
If one friend is missing, we are not complete. Should I pick someone, brothers?
Yes.
Radik, did you speak, brother?
I guess we can just summarize. We're up for to answer the question. We can basically help each other by exercising our root.
Yeah, I'd just like to cut in and say, you know, the daily task itself reflects the answer to this question. Show me your respect, your greatness, your strength, so I can subdue the ego and work in order to bestow.
I could simply add that doing is making actions in order to come closer to this quality of bestow. You know, being able to, like the friends were saying, being in love with one another, completing this circle, making this clean. Next.
My ego perceives what's happening, and then I have this other, this Rav, this great, this creator, this worldview that the Ten gives me, that no matter what's happening is for the good. And it's different than what my ego feels by himself. And if we're all doing this all the time, if we're all making these efforts, where could be something active, calling someone, singing something to someone, reading something, or just even thinking, because the thought is so powerful that we're all doing it. So then each one gets an awakening, and his ego feels something, and then he's awakened by the Ten in that moment. Feel the greatness of the Creator.
Anything that we do that would connect to a friend, that would put this higher power, this higher quality, and make do it above our own. Take my own ego, nullify it, and put the friend's head online.
Yes, it's when the Ten give you the greatness of the goal, the greatness of the love. It's really, you cannot have the greatness of the love, the greatness of the goal without the Ten. And if you start with the Ten and the love is great, you decide. That's the action that you do, you really do, is to decide to have yourself the Rav, the Ten, the group as the most important thing.
טוב, חברים יקרים, אנחנו עכשיו מבקשים מחברים
שרוצים. All right, dear friends, we want to ask friends who want to share to put up their question marks. This is an opportunity to incorporate in this special gathering of friends. And for the time being, I'll ask from our broadcast sender to put Zichron groups so we can hear Israel from there to tell us and share about how the Zichron group is going through this period of time.
What does it mean that the Creator is great?
What does it mean that the Creator is great in the eyes of a person? That's from here to the end of correction. We constantly need to open and open, not to open the Creator himself, but to open his greatness. The Creator himself, we don't want to open up. There's a restriction upon that. But there is a demand. Show me your glory, as Moses said. That his greatness, his glory, his might, how big he is, how great he is. Why? Because I demand this, and I will be able to subdue my ego and to work in order to bestow. That's how it works.
Hi Rav, the matter of
Shalom Rav. העניין של עשה לך רב. איך אנחנו יכולים לעזור זה לזה לעשות את העבודה הזאת כל הזמן?
אנחנו יכולים לדבר על זה בקבוצה?
We can talk about this in the group. In the 10. And help one another this way. About the greatness of the Creator we can talk. Sing. Read. Anything that can raise the greatness of the Creator for us is respectable. Shimon's microphone is closed right now. We're hoping he'll open it.
לא שומעים. אז אחרי שמענו את הקליפ, אז השאלה היא, מה זה אומר לפתוח את גדלות הבורא? מה זה אומר לפתוח את גדלות הבורא?
שאלה... The question is, what does it mean to reveal, to open the greatness of the Creator? North America 1 is going to be our focus group. What does it mean to open, discover the greatness of the Creator?
I need to place the 10 in front of my eyes as the greatest thing and feel the importance that we pass around to each other in the workshops and in the morning lesson all the time, building this this attitude towards one another that is similar to what we imagine the Creator's attitude is towards all of creation.
He's dealing with us in such a meticulous way, and doesn't help us to relate to everything according to just those animal feelings that we spent all, you know, so many years relating to life as. So thank God we have this group, we have this world group that is so powerful now, and we have this 10 that's constantly all day long injecting in here. And we can rise above that animal way of seeing things and see things through this lens that Joe was just describing.
Yeah, to truly accept anything from anybody, they got to be like a very upstanding to you in your eyes, you know, like a hero status. And in the 10, that's where you can work on the greatness of the Creator and raise, you know, the Creator, the greatness of the Creator and the friends. And also a responsibility to project some sort of greatness of the Creator to the friends, you know, by participation, you know, strength, you know, that try to mirror something, project something positive upon the friends.
To work in Arvut, to allow the Kli to be fully formed so we can receive the reforming light.
The Yes, when we see the ten is great, then I can receive from the ten the greatness of the goal, the greatness of work, because it exists only there. Like I said, I don't have that. But what I can do, I can play towards the friends that I have it. And while I'm playing, then I allow the Creator to do His work. It's like I'm inviting the Creator to invest in the pen. Because I see their greatness. And really behind the pen is the Creator. And when I find the greatness of the pen, then I find the greatness of the
חברים, שאלת סדנה הבאה, וקבוצת מיקוד תהיה הפעם קרסנויארסק.
Friends, next workshop question, and the next focus group is going to be Krasnoyarsk. What can we add? What else can we add to subdue the ego? What else can we add to subdue the ego?
Ну, мы должны добавить усилий, должны добавить отдачи. И
yes, we need to add efforts, forces. And the truth is that there's nothing between us. There's no possibility to bestow. There's no quantity to create that we grow the importance of the group. And we'll see Rav and our sources and how big they are.
Серега.
Когда я все время хочу.
When I always. Want to see the friends on a higher degree. I want faith above reason. Meaning, if I want to see the greatest in each friend, the greatest teacher, then specifically through that I can lower my ego. Maybe like this.
Вам, наверное, нужно прежде всего связаться, конечно же, со своей десяткой, отменить себя, связать себя с.
I probably need to connect with my ten first, to nullify myself, connect myself to the source materials, to the Rav. And ask each time.
טוב, חברים יקרים, יש לנו עוד 10 דקות, הזמן רץ.
Okay, dear friends, we have 10 more minutes, how time flies. So special hearing everybody. And now I ask friends who want to share, start putting up your question marks. And in the meantime, let's see Hadera Group. Hadera Group. And we'll hear Israel from Zichon. It shows how much we're together, one global ten, and we'll hear Israel.
That introduction of Shimon actually really expresses what I feel, because we started this in Zichron, and then there's no participants, we move and skip to Chadera. That's what we always do, these skips. These skips actually. There's no discernment of which ten you're in the lesson, who you incorporate with, because it really feels like it's the same. We started a process, thanks to our great Rav, prior to the conventions of February, we truly were built in this concept, and even before we knew there was Corona and what awaits us. And here we're something new. Also in Zichron, we have 2 tents in Zichron, and we have 2 rooms, and we always occupy 1 room, and when it fills up, then we fill up the other. So we have no discernments of 10 number 1, 10 number 2, Zichron, Chadera, another place. This is one of the most powerful things of this period of time that we're going through. This incorporation of ours in the Kli, and we have this new skill, if you would like to say, of how to be capable of dissipating wherever you enter. So L'chaim for this opportunity that we received.
L'chaim, L'chaim to Zichron Group and Chadera. Let's hear from Volga.
Да, Хаверим, последние 2 недели у нас здесь в Волге происходят какие-то странные...
The last couple of weeks here in Volga, we have here strange things that are happening. All of a sudden, our friends here, something happened to them, and we received such an addition of importance that we decided to take responsibility for the whole world Kli. That's why we want to share with you this sensation where the whole world Kli is in. Thank you very much, L'chaim.
More friends, tens, groups, please put your question mark. Use that special opportunity for inclusion. Latin 5, please.
Shalom, amigos. Que alegría, en realidad. Que orgullo.
Hello, friends. What joy. What pride to be here between all the friends. The moment we have this space that we can dissolve in and use this place with joy, and in this place and this time, we can really meet. There's no better place that's more beautiful, that there's more joy. Above everything we see outside, we are one. We are one Kli. We are one man with one heart. One man with one heart, and that's what we need to attain and feel and seek and use more and more here in this space, in this place, in this time. Thank you all, friends, for enabling us to be in this part here every moment. You are truly... There's no place that's negative or anything. Everything is good here. It's all happiness. You're so great, friends. L'chaim to all the groups, to the whole world, Kli. Now we already are one. We have attained this already. Now we just need to feel like one man in one heart. L'chaim, everyone.
L'chaim, so accurate. Each inclusion like this removes the walls and we come out as one. So accurate what Latin has shared with us. Now we want to hear from Hebrew 10.
We say all the friends in the whole world, in the world Kli, we only have one thing: to subdue our ego by adding in love of friends. To add each time in the love of friends between us, and to make the Creator great in our eyes all the time. That's it. Short. I love you.
Thank you. Salt Lake City. Salt Lake?
We don't hear you.
We can't hear you, Lance.
Peter, please.
We're going to Peter, meanwhile.
teacher.
טוב, אני ממש מריץ את ההגשנות. Salt Lake City, בבקשה, עוד פעם.
Salt Lake City, again. You really want to share, we really want to share what you share.
Hello, thank you so much. Hello, World Klee. What I'm hearing from each one of the groups, each one of our World Klee, is there's growth. And it seems like the creator force has turned on a light switch for us. We've been disseminating, we've had that desire, that intention to draw people to be part of that end of correction that we've longed for. And when it starts, and I think what I hear is that it is, we have to do a flip in our thinking. And I'll let translation catch up here. A flip in our thinking where we have this huge wave coming at us, and we have to prepare for that. We have to have the hospitality to be ready. The Creator has been showing us his posterior on purpose, of course, because he is so great. And we have this, as Shimon said, this wondrous opportunity to be partners in the Creator's work. So we have to make sure that we can take care of all these people. You hear the numbers, like with Kabyu in North America having 22,000 people signed up. Not 2,200, 22,000. That's a huge wave. So we are going to have to flip our way of thinking from desiring all of these people, the world, to join us, to it actually happening and being able to take care of all these people, having that hospitality for all of these people coming in. It is a wondrous and awesome thing. That's it. Thank you.
תודה רבה חברים, תודה רבה. יש עוד סימני שאלה והיינו רוצים לשמוע את כולם ממש. עוד
thank you friends and friends, there's so many more question marks and we want to hear them all, but our time is running out. I just wanted to take advantage of this special moment for us to raise a common prayer. Rav, every morning, and the morning lesson gives us a spiritual dose, a special, unique dose of light in the morning lesson. And if I woke up yesterday and I didn't wake up today, and I'll wake up tomorrow, I won't receive what was today. It's past. Therefore, I really want us to raise a common prayer, a common request, a common concern for all the friends in the world who have difficulty for all kinds of reasons to wake up every morning to the morning lesson, to truly ask from the Creator that we will be together in every lesson, receive that dose of light, and advance towards equivalent of form, bring him contentment, and as we will all be together in that same prayer, where all the friends we'll be in the morning lesson together. We'll conclude with an excerpt from Bala Sulam, and we'll hear a song in the end. All the conducts of creation, in every corner, inlet, and outlet, are completely prearranged for the purpose of nurturing the human species from within it, to improve its qualities until it can sense the Creator as one feels one's friend. These ascensions are like rungs of a ladder arranged degree by degree until it is completed and achieves its purpose. Again, All the conducts of creation in its every corner, inlet and outlet, are completely prearranged for the purpose of nurturing the human species from within it, to improve its qualities until it can sense the Creator as one feels one's friends. These ascensions are like rungs of a ladder arranged degree by degree until it is completed and achieves its purpose. Bala Sulam, the teaching of the Kabbalah and its essence. Let's be together and see this as a preparation for the morning lesson tomorrow morning. L'chaim, and we'll hear a song.
Step.